with information on the latest developments in assistive technology and initiatives, from the studios of 2RPH in Sydney, RPH Australia brings you AbleQuest. Hello, I'm Barbara Sullivan. When Marnie Roper and I embarked on this week's topic for AbleQuest, we thought we'd tackle a summertime initiative, sailing for people with disabilities. Well, we found out otherwise. On speaking with Ellie Demony, a volunteer with Sailability, Marnie discovered they sail all year round, summer, winter, sunshine or rain. Sailability's mission is to facilitate participation in sailing and boat usage at all levels, on all waters, by people with disabilities, regardless of age and level of disability. However, as we learn from Ellie, all people interested in sailing are encouraged to join and participate in the activities of their local branch. Marnie began by asking Ellie to tell us a little bit about Sailability, when and how it started.
Sailability New South Wales works on the policy of giving everybody, and everybody meaning able-bodied or less than able-bodied people, opportunities to get out on the water in little sailing boats. It started as Sailability Australia in August or September 1995, and by the time it got going in New South Wales, it was already 1996, and the first branch that started in New South Wales was at Gosford, of all places.
And did just one person or a group of people start it?
So it was a small group of people, probably two or three really dedicated people, had a go at researching where the boats were available, how they could manage it from the pontoon at Gosford Yachting Association. And just from that research, it got going in other places in New South Wales pretty quickly.
And is it in other states as well?
Yes, it is. It has branches in all states and in the territories. There are actually 13 branches in Queensland, including one that travels around and calls itself Sailability in the Bush.
Oh, brilliant.
There are three branches in Tasmania. Just check the website, Sailability Queensland and Sailability Tasmania.
Oh, excellent, because AbleQuest is aired in both those states. Now, who are the people who enjoy and benefit from your activity?
Our aim is to give opportunities for all to be out on any available stretch of water in sailing boats. And this includes rivers, lakes, dams, harbours and bays, wherever there's a suitable stretch of water, and wherever there are excited people to run it. The people who benefit are just everybody who's in the community, whether they're able-bodied, and in that case most of them become volunteers, or whether they have a disability, which can go from intellectual disability to physical disability, to visual impairment, hearing impairment, and on and on, whatever you can think of, mental health, other little bits of disability.
And is it possible for, say, somebody in a wheelchair to take part?
Yes, very easy for someone in a wheelchair. All of the Sailability branches are accessible for walkers or wheelchairs or whatever they need.
And you mentioned visual impairments, if they had serious visual impairment?
Yes. Some of the branches have equipment that allows people with severe visual impairment to sail solo, and that's because they have beeping buoys or whatever the visually impaired sailors need. But it is possible for anyone with a visual impairment to sail at any branch, but then they would need to go with someone who is telling them how they're going to avoid the obstacles.
And do they need to have sailing experience?
Not sure. Some of them, because of their disabilities, will find it impossible to learn, and it's the experience of sailing rather than the learning to sail which is important.
And tell us about the Sailability team. Are you all volunteers and all experienced sailors?
We're all volunteers, but no, we're not all experienced sailors, because the duties of volunteers are extremely wide and vary enormously from branch to branch, and also within the Sailability New South Wales Executive. And the tasks go from administrative and website tasks, basic helping of people, for instance, helping them down ramps, helping them into life jackets, providing food, helping some of them to eat or drink. And there's also, we need boat maintenance people, fundraising people, powerboat driving people, etc., etc. So there's really no need for a previous sailing experience, as people are teaching and learning with each other. However, it is nice to have a good core of good sailors in each branch.
And about how many volunteers are there in all, do you think?
At the moment, we've probably got over 1,000 volunteers in Sailability New South Wales.
That's amazing. And do you call yourself something, you know, in particular, like sailing mentors or...
We're volunteers.
Yes.
We're not trainers. We hire trainers.
Oh, do you?
Yes. For some of the branches, if the branch wants to do competitive sailing, they will hire trainers or coaches.
Oh, you've just led me into my next question. I was going to ask you, are your programs purely for recreational sailing or are there competitions involved?
Yeah, well, you see, the branches actually operate more as clubs rather than programs. Programs sort of means that you're learning to sail or you're being trained to do something, whereas we're more like clubs of people who get together, and some of us are able-bodied and some of us are less than able-bodied, and we all work together to create a good time out on the water. We're there for people who want to go sailing at whatever level the membership of the branch wants.
And with people who have a disability, would they then be looking at Paralympics or something like that?
Yes. Some of the branches only do recreational sailing because that's what their membership wants. But some of the branches concentrate only on competitive sailing, two of these in New South Wales. But other branches do a little of both. So
yes.
Sailability New South Wales itself holds 3 or 4 regattas a year. There's a Sailability New South Wales championship, and each of the branches has their own different type of championship. Towards the end of February, we have what we call the President's Cup, where everybody comes down and just gets on the water and sails around, having a good time. Yeah, so the branches can get together at these regattas. They can compete if they want to, and if they don't, they can just sit there and socialise.
And is it usually just weekends or...?
No, every day of the week, 7 days a week, somewhere or other in New South Wales, there's a sailability branch operating, weather permitting.
Great.
So currently there are 26 branches in New South Wales, so that we go all the way from Tweed Head in the north all the way down to Orange in the south and out west as well. 9 of the branches are in the Sydney metropolitan area. So if you live in Sydney, there's a sailability within a 10-minute drive, usually. So most of the branches sail 1 weekend day and 1 or 2 weekday sessions each week. So it'll either be a Saturday and Sunday, or it can be a Wednesday or a Tuesday and a Wednesday.
And what sort of sailing boats or yachts do you use?
We've got 326 boats altogether. The large majority of these are the Hansa 3.03 of a metre. So they're the same size as a Manly Junior, mm-hmm. or some of the little boats that you see flying around, mm-hmm. or the smaller ones are 2.3 metres.
And does Sailability own them all?
Sailability New South Wales owns them all. The 2.3s are more suitable for sailing on still water or smooth water, so they're mainly used on the lakes or the dams rather than out on the bays or in the harbours. Some of the 326 boats are also support boats because each branch is required to have a support boat on the water whenever Sailability is out there. We've also got 15 Olympic-class boats of various sizes, which are in continuous use at the two branches, Crystal Band, Yarran Abbey. Those are the two branches that concentrate on competitive sailing.
And some of these boats presumably are modified in some way to accommodate people with a disability.
Yes, but none of them have a wheelchair on board. You lift the sailor out of the wheelchair, give them a break from sitting in the wheelchair, and they'll have special seats or special harnesses for our more severely physically disabled sailors. So the person's lifted out of the wheelchair and comfortably accommodated in the boat.
Now take us through a first lesson. What a newcomer to your program can expect?
Okay, we don't give lessons. That's not part of the policy. So we're not sailing school.
Right.
We leave that to the experts. We're not expert teachers or trainers. We're just people who want to get out on the water.
Right.
Now some of the people just take to sailing like a duck to water. They feel as though they want to sail. So, of course, the accompanying sailor may pass over some of their skills. And then the person who is the disabled person in the boat may take their place in the regattas just because of information that they've picked up. But I have to say that the majority of the people who come sailing with us just want to sit in the boat and be taken for a sail. However, we're always very alert to the Duck to Water group, as it gives us volunteers a great surge of satisfaction that some of the members of our branches have picked up enough sailing skills and can sail solo or in regattas or even get to the Paralympics.
Do you ever have capsizes? And if so, how's that handled?
No, we can't, we can't really capsize. The Hansa boats, which is what we sail in, are built so that they don't capsize. They have a very heavy keel, which holds the boat upright. The boats can actually fill with water if the wind is very strong or if we're sailing in rough seas. But even though the boat can be full of water right up to the gunwales, the boat is still sailable and can be taken back to the pontoon to be bailed out.
Right, and then you've always got support boats out there.
And we've always got support boats out there, yep.
Now, how is sailability funded?
The funding is carried out by the branches, service clubs such as Rotary and Lions and Masons, Kiwis, the primary club, love to be a part of the community funding. Because it's local, they like to see their boats out on the water. We usually carry the emblem of the service club that's funded us, or we get local businesses to fund us, the banks, the restaurants, fun runs, other fundraising activities that we can do. And one of the branches actually has a quilting club, which helps them to be funded by selling their quilts. So these are just some of the devices that are used.
Yes.
And, of course, we also have some private donors, just people who decide that their kid, you know, really enjoys sailing, so they'll donate a boat.
Now, you've been going for 20 years. What are some of the innovations that have happened over that time?
Okay, well, perhaps the most important innovation has been how we actually carry out our activity. When we started, we all started from a beach somewhere. So that meant carrying the boats by hand, carrying the sailors by hand, putting them in the boats. It was very, very difficult. So the first innovation has been that pontoons have been built at most of the branches, then hoists have been put in so that we can lift people and lower them into the boats, then access ramps to make it easier. We need to be really aware of the wear and tear on the volunteers and make their job as easy as possible, because some of the volunteers are now in their 80s. Many of the volunteers are now in their 80s.
Oh, is that right? Oh, that's marvellous. Now,
and also, some of the other innovations have been that some of the boats have been fitted with an electric motor, so that people with a very severe physical disability can still sail.
Now, Ellie, if any of our listeners are interested in joining Sailability, what's the best way of contacting you?
The best way is to go to the Sailability website in your area, in your state, so Sailability Queensland, Tasmania, New South Wales. Find which one's your closest branch, email or call the person in charge of the area, or you can ring me. My name's Ellie Demney, 9976. 2747.
Ellie, this has been a very interesting conversation with you, and you're sailing in summer and winter as well, I understand.
Yes.
Excellent. Thank you, Ellie.
You have just been listening to AbleQuest, a program that looks at developments in assistive technology and initiatives. From Barbara Sullivan and Marnie Roper, thank you for listening. And goodbye till next program.